February the 24th, 2022, the day everything changed for Ukraine. Through the chaos, one thing was clear. Months of military build-up had been no bluff. This was a Russian invasion. From Belarus, southern Russia, and Crimea, troops, tanks, and aircraft poured across borders. Fleeing the Russian blitzkrieg, civilians crowded train stations and highways. Hundreds of thousands of women and children headed abroad. Men had to stay.
My heart's being torn apart. I'm sorry. It's tough. When families are separated, it's very hard.
Ukraine was fighting for its survival as a sovereign nation. Volunteers joined the army and territorial defense groups. One of those who picked up a gun was Ihor. He helped defend Irpin, a Kiev suburb that saw fierce fighting. Ihor described to me what it had been like.
I had no fear, I don't know why. We were all determined not to give up our land. We understood our weapons were weak against their armor, but we had motivation.
Because of fierce Ukrainian resistance, Russia's invasion wasn't going well. At the end of March, after huge losses of men and machinery, Russia abandoned its attempt to seize Kyiv. What they left behind shocked the world. Bucha, the most infamous, but civilian bodies were found in nearly every settlement the Russians had occupied, often showing signs of torture and execution. The seasons have carried Anastasia and her grief through spring, summer, autumn, and now to winter. When the Russians abducted her son, it didn't take him far, just 200 meters down the road to the pig farm where his body was found.
Through the window, I saw him being taken out. There was a car outside. They've taken from one of the villagers. They put him in and left. I didn't know where. They were taken at 5:30 and shot immediately that evening. Ihor lay as if he was sleeping.
In the east, the battle for Donbass became an attritional grind. But to the south, Russia had more to show for its efforts. Mariupol, on the Azov Sea coast, finally fell to the Russians in May. A city of 400,000 people before the war lay in ruins. But Ukraine was preparing to strike back. It retook the Kharkiv region in a surprise September counter-offensive. That was followed by a strike on Russia's bridge to Crimea and a forced Russian retreat from the city of Kherson. This was Moscow's response. Running short of military options, Russia launched drones and cruise missiles at Ukraine's energy grid, an attempt to freeze the country into submission as winter approached. Widespread blackouts in sub-zero temperatures are a challenge for everyone, particularly those without much money. Lyudmila lives in a smoke-blackened, bomb-damaged apartment block in Irpin. Yet she still counts herself lucky.
To be honest, my heart bleeds seeing these ruins, but we are alive. We covered the windows with film. We had hope because we have something left. Others lost everything.
As 2022 ends, Ukrainians leave behind them a year of indescribable suffering. But they take with them a unity and a will to win that's earned this country admiration from around the world. There are still many people who doubt that Ukraine can ultimately prevail against the might of Russia. But few, if any of them, come from this country. Ask pretty much any Ukrainian what they expect for 2023, and they only have one answer: victory. Rory Shannons, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.